Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you with a Crusade Channel special report on Alfie Evans and allegations of illegal organ harvesting by the Alderhay Children's Hospital in Liverpool, England. Little Alfie Evans continues to hang on to life at the Alderhay Hospital in Liverpool, England, 3 days after his extubation. LifePsych News reports that Alfie's parents, Thomas Evans and Kate James, are meeting with hospital staff today to ask them to release Alfie to be brought home. Speaking to reporters today, Evans said,
"We got rejected yesterday to go to Italy. Unfortunately, we could take a further, but would it be the right thing to do? Would people give me more criticism? So what we do today is we have a meeting with the doctors at Alderhay, and we now start asking to go home. Because if this was a child that had been extubated in a good way, we'd be on a ward by now. Alfie don't need intensive care no more. Alfie does not need intensive care. Alfie is lying on the bed with 1 litre of oxygen going into his lungs, and the rest is him. Some people say it's a miracle. It's not a miracle, it's a misdiagnosis. There's no miracle about this. I've had a feeling about Alfie's condition for a long time now, and I've always said I struggle to believe it's a neurodegenerative disease. Now, he's been off a ventilator for 3 days now. There's been no deterioration. He hasn't woke up. He's still a little bit weak. But what we ask for is to go home to sustain his life, because in here, there's been no neurological assessment. There's been no immediate like care for him no more. It's just nurses sitting outside the room and just leaving us in the room to do what we do. So what we're doing now is we can do at home."
Thomas Evans also renewed his appeal to Queen Elizabeth II to secure the release of little Alfie.
"To the Queen, again, yet again I speak out to the Queen. Please step up, speak out. Get our son out of here. There's enough people and enough government, enough parliament, enough MEPs and MPs behind us. The Polish president's behind us. Please, look into my eyes. Release my son. Speak out. Stand up and get Alfie home. Please."
Alfie's father also asked the million-dollar question.
"The facts were in front of them. The doctors stated that he would not last more than 2 to 3 minutes, never alone 24 hours. It's our third day now. It's our third day. What is going on? Why are they fighting so hard against me? What is there something seriously that they are hiding? Because if this was any other child, they could have went home by now. He could have been on a ward at least. Now we're still on intensive care. He doesn't need intensive care. He's just got a bed and his toys and a couch in the room. There's no ventilation support. I ask myself now, when I'm looking at Alfie, how long are they going to do this to him? Is this a tactic so they can try and make him deteriorate?"
To echo the sentiments of Thomas Evans, indeed, what is going on? Why is Alderhay fighting so hard against releasing Alfie Evans? Some, like RedState.com's Kira Davis, have suggested that he is being kept because it must be proven that socialized medicine works and must not be questioned, no matter the cost, much in the same way that the East Germans had to erect a wall to keep their citizens from escaping so they could prove that socialism worked. Others, like Michael Hitchborn of the Lepanto Institute, speaking with Veritas Radio Network's show host Mike Church, suggest that if Alfie were to be examined by another team of doctors, then something grave might be discovered about his term of care under the team at Alderhay Hospital. In other words, Hitchborn suggests that Alderhay is trying to hide or cover up something, medical malpractice perhaps, whether intentional or not, which would be easily discovered by another team of doctors. Thomas Evans, Alfie's father, said on Facebook within the last year regarding vaccination and the possibility of Alfie suffering a vaccine injury, quote, "Yes, he has had 6, and we are aware that this could be a possibility." Steve Skojak from 1 Peter 5 shared a video from Italian Catholic news outlet La Nuova Bolla Quotidiana, which they claim contains a conversation between, quote, "at least 3 to 4 unidentified members of the Alderhay Hospital staff, discussing concerns about Alfie's care plan, sharing their opinions that he should have been sent to Italy by now, and one man speculating that the hospital," in Skojak's translation, quote, "is covering something up big," and receiving agreement from a woman. Well, perhaps these aren't the only reasons Alderhey Hospital has been so reticent to relinquish control of the toddler, who Polish doctor Izabela Palgan has gone on record as claiming is not dying, but is misdiagnosed, as reported by Polish news source Fronda.pl. Today on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel, it was revealed by radio show host Mike Church of The Mike Church Show, first, that Alderhey Children's Hospital was embroiled in a terrible organ harvesting scandal at the turn of the century, and second, that as recently as 2013, the hospital was found to have failed to meet 4 out of 5 safety standards following the conduction of a Care Quality Commission inspection in December of 2013. First, we will take a look at the organ harvesting allegations. The Daily Mail reports that on September 9, 1999, Professor Robert Anderson, while giving testimony at the Bristol Public Inquiry, revealed that Alderhey had, quote, probably the biggest and best collection of hearts in the country, end quote. Then it was discovered that other organs had been stockpiled in a laboratory which belonged to the University of Liverpool, organs which had been harvested by a Dutch pathologist. The Guardian reports that former Health Secretary Frank Dobson launched an inquiry in October 1999 into improper use of children's organs after it was discovered that 3 children's hospitals had been harvesting hearts, lungs, and brains, among other organs, without having obtained informed consent from the children's parents. The body parts, numbering over 100,000, had been discovered in hospital storage. The first hospital to fall to the scandal was the Bristol Royal Infirmary, and then it was learned that the Alderhey Hospital was participating in this also, and had for decades. When their children would die, parents were simply given a consent form to sign, which vaguely stated that, quote, tissues may be retained, end quote, for research. The reason given for the lack of full disclosure is that the doctors and scientists thought it would be too distressing to give parents the full picture. At the time, interim guidance had been issued to the hospitals requiring them to be explicit with parents regarding the autopsy procedure and also requiring the obtaining of explicit permission if organ removal would become necessary. During the investigation, which was chaired by Michael Redfern, QC, it was revealed that so-called rogue Dutch pathologist Dick Van Velzen systematically ordered the, quote, unethical and illegal stripping of every organ from every child who had had a postmortem, end quote. Van Velzen earned his notoriety for having kept an 11-year-old's head in a jar. 4 NHS staff, the chief executive included, were suspended, and Redfern's report was sent to the Merseyside Police and the Director of Public Prosecutions. It was reported that changes to be made to the laws governing consent would include making it illegal for staff to ignore informed consent, the mandatory use of a new consent form, and a code of practice would be issued regarding organ use by pharmaceutical companies. A special commission would oversee the return of body parts to relatives. The BBC reports that the Alderhey organ harvesting operation ran from 1988 to 1996. In addition to the harvesting and storage of organs without parents' permission, the hospital also kept and stored 400 unborn babies which had been collected around northwestern England. In addition to this, the Alderhey Hospital and the Diana Princess of Wales Hospital in Birmingham were harvesting thymus glands retrieved during heart surgery and were selling them to pharmaceutical companies for research. Pathologist Dick Van Velzen admitted that he had used the organs without parental permission or the permission of the coroner, and he laid the blame for his despicable practices on Alderhey Hospital's lack of resources to carry out detailed postmortems. He says he had always hoped to complete them one day. As organs were returned from Alderhey to the families of the deceased children, families found themselves in the position of having to have repeated burials for their children, as not all organs from a child were necessarily given back at once. While organ donation laws may have changed to prevent the unwanted or unconsented harvesting of organs by hospitals, it is also a fact that the Alderhey Children's Hospital is a member of the Liverpool Brain Infections Group, which is well-funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Health Protection Agency, the Medical Research Council, and the NHS, among other organizations. Again, we ask the million-dollar question. Why is Alder Hey keeping Alfie Evans? What do they have to gain? And seeing how little regard both Alder Hey Hospital and the courts actually have for parental consent, is it a stretch to ask whether they are seeking to keep Alfie to use his brain for research? Now we look at the second revelation. The EAD solicitor's website has an article and links to other articles in UK outlets regarding the failure of the Alder Hey Children's Hospital to meet 4 out of 5 safety standards following a Care Quality Commission inspection in December 2013. Among the findings, first, high levels of illness among staff resulted in surgeries being canceled and the welfare and safety of patients being placed at risk due to resultant staff shortage. Second, maintenance checks were not being routinely carried out in the operating theater. And third, staff felt unsupported by a management team who they felt were not taking their concerns into consideration. The January following the inspection, it was revealed via a leaked internal report that unsafe shortcuts were being used in the Alder Hey operating theaters. The report also revealed that the staff implicated the management team for a hostile and pressurized working environment. The chief executive of Alder Hey Hospital did say at the time the article was published in February of 2014 that they were working with the staff to make improvements. The article also quotes CQC Regional Director for the North, Malcolm Bauer Brown, as saying, quote, "The problems identified at the Alder Hey Hospital, Liverpool, are very worrying. We have told the trust where further action must be taken to ensure national standards are met and that patients receive the quality of care they are entitled to expect." End quote. The article ends saying, quote, "If you believe that your child has suffered negligent treatment at Alder Hey Children's Hospital, then speak to one of our Liverpool medical negligence solicitors today." End quote. We close this news piece with the latest update in Alfie's case. Kate James and Thomas Evans released a statement this afternoon expressing their gratefulness towards those who have supported their family, in particular those from Italy and Poland. In the statement, the parents said to their supporters, quote, "We would now ask you to return back to your everyday lives and allow myself, Katie, and Alder Hey to form a relationship, build a bridge, and walk across it." End quote. The couple thanked Alder Hey's staff at every level for their dignity and professionalism and made known their wish for privacy for all involved. Evans and James make it clear that there will be no more statements issued or interviews given, and have asked for that decision to be respected. There have been concerns expressed about the behavior of the members of the supporters who go by the name Alfie's Army, and it is possible this statement is an attempt by the parents to take the pressure off the hospital from Alfie's Army. UK Catholic Press columnist Caroline Farrow, however, tweeted a message from her friend in Liverpool, which stated, quote, "Alder Hey hysteria regarding Alfie's Army seems unfounded. It's primarily, from what I've seen frequenting local Sainsbury's across the road from Alder Hey and a visit to Alder Hey, loads of mums with buggies and toddlers and a few grands chanting, 'Free Alfie Evans! We are Alfie's Army!' Virtually no male presence. Not sure why grands, mums, toddlers, silver crosses, and bugaboos are reportedly invoking such fear and terror. Given the terror and abuse alleged, has there been one arrest made or caution given?" End quote. But perhaps forging this relationship with the hospital will enable these parents to bring their adorable child home for the remainder of his days. We continue to keep the Evans family in our prayers. I'm Celeste Jungblood, coming to you from the Northern Shenandoah Valley, and this has been a Crusade News special report.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News, news you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.